version with just me singing, just in case I needed it at any point in time.
So there's a version, Joe, of just you doing that song that you have in the can?
Yeah, I got it. It's me, and you know, I do the second verse. I do all the choruses. There's no Maria. It's my song. So I said, why don't I throw the second verse on there, you know, finish it off. So, yeah, so I've got that, too. So I didn't know if it was really going to be on this new album that I'm doing, because just for interest, the new album that I'm doing is going to be what I call modern classic rock. It's classic rock, great melodies, great songs, but modernized, you know, a little bit more edgy, a little bit more this or that. So for all the classic rock fans out there that are starving for classic rock, I said, you know, I'm going to go back to my roots and I'm going to write some really great songs with two Swedish friends of mine. They're artists and producers. These guys are amazing. And we've come up with it at so far 10 amazing songs. Every song, if I played it for you, Eric, you're going to go, this is a hit. This is a hit. This is a hit. So I can't wait for that to come out. I wanted to do something completely different than Belly of the Beast, because that was a special project. I may go back to some melodic metal. I don't know. You know, an artist should never sort of stagnate, stay in the same lane. It's got to move around. So I thought this was a great idea, modern classic rock. So Forever would also fit into that category.
Well, I got to tell you, that excites me. And I know you just excited a lot of listeners, because the world needs more Joe Lynn Turner. And you're right. You know, one of the success of this show is new music from classic artists who are doing great melodic rock and roll. And that's what Joe Lynn Turner's known for.
That's very true. And it's back to sort of the roots, you know, and no harm in that. So as long as I would kick it up a notch, you know, and what I mean is I call it modern classic rock because it does have some modern edges to it, you know, guitar sounds and production values and things like that. But it's classic rock. So we're bringing that into a new era, you know? So I think it's going to be very exciting for people to actually hear this again coming from me. And I got to tell you, it's probably going to be the strongest classic rock album I've ever done, because the songs are amazing. They're amazing.
That is amazing. We cannot wait. Well, with no further ado, let's play this amazing single. This is Joe Lynn Turner, Forever, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
All that I am, so just take my hand and all-
just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and what a special night. Guys, we've got one of the all-time greats. If he's not in your top five, well, you've got a crummy top five. Talking about Joe Lynn Turner on the radio with us tonight. And Joe, I'll tell you what, you know, every time I'm together with you, I think about I need to do a special of just the greatest rock and roll vocalists, and you'd play a heavy part of that show. How do you do it? You know, so many singers we watch, they can't hit notes, they struggle to sing, the timbre of their voices have they're almost unrecognizable. And not Joe Lynn Turner. What has been your secret for sounding so good for so long?
Well, it's really unfortunate, you know, that these amazing singers, my idols in many cases, are having vocal trouble. We're not getting any younger. And it's a proven biological fact that as you get older, I remember my vocal teacher telling me this 40 years ago, as you get older, your voice will drop. Your voice will drop. It's a biological fact. Now, you do have exceptions. Glenn Hughes, my buddy Glenn, you know, he's one of the only ones I think that has remained like ridiculously in the stratosphere. But that's an anomaly.
Yeah, I'll throw another one in there. Mickey Thomas, he is just like Glenn. Hits those notes like, yeah.
I know Mickey very well. Traveled and toured with Mickey and did great shows with him. Yes, he can still do that. So this is a gift. This is a biological gift. But anyway, when you have singers that don't have that particular persuasion, they're going to hurt their larynx trying to sing in the same key. Steven Tyler was bleeding from the throat. I hope Steven comes back. He's one of the absolute greatest. Bon Jovi had trouble. Springsteen had trouble. And these are just a few greats to mention. And I started to worry about that a bit myself. I said, because look, I am getting older. And if you're not singing all the time, you do have to sort of brush up and exercise, because it's all about stretching, you know? And so what I did, and I'll be very honest with you, a lot of times during live shows, if I'm doing successive live shows, which are very difficult, especially at 73 years old, going on 74, I'll drop it one key. I'll drop it one key. That's live. Okay. In the studio, I'm on A440, but when I'm live and I've got to do night after night after night, I drop the band one whole step, as we call it. It's a heavier guitar. It sounds great. And it just gives me enough room so I can continue to do great shows as opposed to good shows every night. Because in succession, Eric, it's really tough. It'll wear you out. You know, you'll just blow your vocal out. And I didn't really want to get into that. However, I am fortunate enough that I can still do what I do. For example, I may not be good as I once was, but once I'm as good as I ever was.
Yes, you are. Well, Joe, you know, if anybody who's following you sees that you are nonstop go, I mean, if you're looking on Spotify or iTunes or in your record store, you are like we've been playing you on the most recent Michael Schenker album, Christmas Time. You got European releases with these other great bands. New album that's going to be coming out that you're working on just sounds absolutely terrific. But you don't stop. You don't sit still.
No, I've got another four. I've got a project for Cleopatra. Except just called me to say they're putting out a compilation of their hits and they wanted me to be a guest singer on it. Carmine's Cactus is doing one. He wants me to do it. Bob Daisley's got me singing two blues tracks. It's I told him, look, I don't know where I'm going to put it in my schedule because I'm trying to do my own album and trying to get it released. you know, in a relatively, at least this year, meaning maybe by Christmas, you know, I wanted to hit spring, but it doesn't look like I'm going to hit the spring at all. I'm just starting to work hard on it. I mean, the songs are written. It's just I haven't been able to get in the studio for all that. I've been doing too much other things. So, yeah, but I only do projects that I really enjoy with people I really enjoy, too. That's a big difference.
Well, it shows because the quality of what you're doing is top notch. Well, this is the part of the interview that all of our Quartz in Session listeners love, and I'm a part of that group. So last time you were on the show, we talked about you picking a couple of your favorite artists and giving us a couple tunes to play on the turntable. But I'm going to make it a little different tonight. You have such a vast discography, from Deep Purple to Rainbow to solo to working with all these other bands. I'm going to put you on the hot seat with your music, with the babies that you gave us. Give us two songs from anywhere in your career, from Fandango to solo to now. And we're going to play them tonight, two songs that stick out, and tell us why.
Well, you know, I'm sure I'll be wrong, because I have hundreds of songs and I'm attached to each and every one of them like children in a different way. You love all your children differently, you know? I mean, you love them all the same, but you love them differently. And it's really tough to choose from that, you know? What I would have to say, and not just because it was popular, but very personal and very spiritual to me, was Street of Dreams.
Terrific.
There's just no question about Street of Dreams. You know, it has deep meaning for me in my personal life, even to this day, my love life. That song was about Maya before I even met her. It's crazy, but I had dreams of a woman's face, and it's her face. It was her face. It's crazy. If I ever told the story, I think I've told the story in certain ways.
Tell the story now. Tell the story now.
I'll tell you the real short end of it. I kept having reoccurring dreams of a woman's face. I mean, I would wake up and say, let's try to shake it off, okay? But one night I woke up 3 o'clock in the morning. I was in Copenhagen and I went to the table, lit a candle, and I wrote down this lyric called Street of Dreams. We went into the studio the next day. Richie loved it. We came up with a great track. He wrote a great track to it, Blackmore, and it just connected with everybody. But some 20 years later, I met her. I saw her face in the crowd, and I was absolutely, as we say in England, gobstruck. I was absolutely floored. So I had security bring her backstage, and the story after that is extremely intense. But after a series of hit and miss and band phone numbers and everything else, we finally got together and we're married to this day, and, you know, children and all that. So, I mean, that's a very spiritual story.
Wow.
Because I believe in reincarnation. You know, I'm a reincarnationist, because in life, in my life anyway, I have had a lot of deja vus. I've had a lot of things happen to me that made me feel like I know this person. Everyone feels like they know somebody, a soulmate, or that's who she is, my soulmate, my actual soulmate. Remember, I was married twice before this, okay? So it's not like, you know, I didn't have love for the first time. It was like, okay, I'll try this, I'll try that. Big money in a divorce. Where were you for my divorces? I needed you. But anyway, this was the one, and it just has a special meaning. And so, Street of Dreams. I think the other one that I think rings true with a lot of people is Can't Let You Go. Because the song itself is a true story, as 99% of my songs are all true stories, either about me or about someone I know or care about or heard about. That's really where we get most of our material as writers. And Can't Let You Go, I think the performance on it is, I just hit it right that day. So that's special. And there's so many more. I mean, but I'll just leave those two in your hands because I think they're worthy of it.
Those are two terrific picks. Yeah. Can't Let You Go, Street of Dreams. We're talking with Joe Lynn Turner. He's got a brand new single, Forever. It is burning up the charts. And as you heard tonight, he's got a new album coming out. We're going to, Joe, you got to give me a promise. I want to be one of the first guys on the planet to get that album.
I swear right now on everything sacred, you are, because, you know, you're such an asset to the people, the public in this business, because everybody's computer generated today, playing the same damn songs over and over again. And you're giving artists a chance here. I mean, even old artists like myself, you know, you're giving us a chance to get some music out there. And to hear that it lights up the phones is just amazing to me, because it's just so rewarding. So I thank you. Really, I do, from the bottom of my heart. And yes, you will get that record. As soon as that record is finished, and I mean possibly even before it might be released, like just a little bit before it's released, I'll throw it at you. So you can have an exclusive.
Well,
and what are they going to do? And what are they going to do, arrest me? Because if they arrest me, you'll get me out. As my attorney.
Well, brother, listen, the feeling's mutual, and you keep making this great music, and by God, we're going to keep playing it. Talking with Joe Lynn Turner, my friend, thank you so much. Come on back on the show. Such an honor, such a pleasure.
Seriously, anytime. And just let me say to all the listeners out there, man, I miss you guys. I really do. And thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Eric. And thank you all for accepting this new stuff and just keeping me alive. Because seriously, I really believe this. Without you, there is no me. There would be no point to me doing this, to doing anything. And my fans are the rock I stand on. This is who counts in my life. I really love these people because they are, when they're loyal, and they are loyal, my fans are very loyal. It's just, my heart is just so warm from it. You know, so a sincere thank you to everyone out there, and especially to you for letting them have this great music. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Have a great night.
All my love and blessings to all of you. Thanks, Eric.
I'm Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty, no! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
We're listening to Ports in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie. Me, I'm the Mockster, and you can listen to my show, Viva La Mock, right here on this very same radio station tomorrow night starting at 9. While your rocket attorney likes to focus on new music from classic artists, well, you won't hear that on my show, but what you will hear are cover songs of those classic artists along with an eclectic mix of indie rock, power pop, classic and alternative country, garage rock, and whatever else has been stuck in my head all week long. From AHA to Zappa and all points in between, I invite you to check out Viva La Mock with me, the Mockster, Friday nights at 9, right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming at WRCT.org.
With your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
We
what it means to me.
It means to me.
around, pouting all day long. Now how the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out.
stranger. fits perfectly with tonight's show, our Valentine's Day special. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. And if you missed part of the show, if you missed some of our time with JoLynn Turner tonight, you can catch a replay Sunday nights at 10. And if you're truly a night owl, you can catch it again at 1 a.m. after Viva La Mock on Friday nights. Courts in Session, hard to escape. So that was L-O-V-E, the last truly rock and roll record that Billy Squire made from the mid-90s. Before that, going out to Scott in the North Hills, live version of No Stranger to Love, David Coverdale on those lead vocals. Of course, connection with JoLynn Turner, with both of them singing in Deep Purple. And for those of you who remember about 10 years ago, you know, JoLynn Turner has alopecia and had worn a wig his entire career, and he took it off a couple years ago and got in a little match with David Coverdale, accusing David of lip syncing with a video that was on the internet, and David turned around and accused JoLynn of wearing a wig, and they were at it. But No Stranger to Love going out to Scott in North Hills. Jay Giles Band got a bunch of requests for that one, and that's going out to, amongst others, Jake in Mount Oliver. Lattimore, Let's Straighten It Out. We should retitle that. EJL, Clean the Record Before You Play It on the Radio. Boy, was that scratchy. That is my bad, but what a great tune. Works perfect with Valentine's Day. Smith, Baby, It's You. What a great tune going out to Freddie and Greenhill. Queen, Love of My Life, from their great album, Night at the Opera. And we open it up with Gary Glitter. Can't have enough glitter for Valentine's Day. I love, you love, me love. So 86 million adults in America have prediabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and you don't want that. Good news is that prediabetes can be reversed, and even if you're busy, and we all are, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org to find out more. So this next song, I mean, it's just one of my favorite titles. One of the just best rock and roll titles. And it was a big hit going back in the early 80s from a bunch of guys from Canada. Love this track. This is Loverboy, Hot Girls in Love. Not just girls in love, hot girls in love.
to do it again, E?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're rolling. We take two.
Okay. Two
That's a gag.